Hello, Kryptonauts, and welcome back to another episode of Cryptocurrency Chat, episode 537 on this Sunday. Excuse me, we're actually on, it's Monday. We're supposed to be doing the Sunday episode, but we were both busy yesterday. So we're bringing you a Monday episode, July 31st. It is the end of July. Nice. Let me switch over here. Bing, bang, boom. I am hanging out here with Mikey Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Are you about to give some financial advice?
No.
I'm just
definitely kidding. Not.
I was kidding. It's our gaming episode, so let's check it out. Let's see what we have here. We have a couple.
Well, at the end.
Huh?
At the end, Zach, Seth, and Hoddle.
Yeah. I guess that's the financial advice right there. Your two Satoshis of the day. All right. Let's head on over to the first news article that we have. From GG. This is from decrypt.co, GG's, sub-channel. The British Museum will enter the metaverse via the sandbox. Should I read this so we can get a general idea of what it is, or do you know what it is, Mike?
I don't know what it is.
Cool. Let me read it then. London cultural stalwart, the British Museum is partnering with Ethereum-based metaverse game The Sandbox to create a range of NFT digital collectibles in conjunction with the museum's licensing partner, French startup La Collection. I'm not sure if that's that was like Spanish more than French. According to a press release, these will reflect the breadth and depth of the British Museum's collection, offering new immersive experiences. The British Museum will also create its own immersive space within the online game world, but putting it alongside modern culture icons like Snoop Dogg, McDonald's, Adidas, and Gucci. This is a great opportunity for the sandbox players, regardless of where they are, to learn about the amazing wealth of human history, art, and culture to the British Museum. That the British Museum has to offer. The Sandbox COO and co-founder Sebastian Borget said in a statement. A representative of the British Museum added that the institution was eager to explore new and innovative ways of sharing its collection and reaching new audiences. However, this is not a Web3 first for the institution. While it was founded in 1753, constituting the world's first national public museum, it has been swift to embrace innovation. The museum has previously collaborated with La Collection on three NFT collections. The relationship began in September 2021 with an auction of 200 digital postcards of works by Katsushika Hokusai, including a rendering of the Japanese artist populist woodblock print Under the Wave off Kanagawa, aka The Great Wave, which he created in 1831. That was followed by an auction of 20 tokenized visions of works by British artist Joseph Mallard William Turner in spring 2022, which included the dramatic watercolor painting A Storm Shipwrecked from 1823. The group of paintings hailed from a collection of bequeathed to the museum by Robert Wiley Lloyd, a former chairman of Christie's, given that the terms of his bequest stipulated the works could only be shown for 2 weeks a year by special request, or should never be lent. The initiative presented an opportunity for their wider appreciation. The institution's most recent sale featured NFT artwork depicting 20 pen and chalk drawings from the British Museum's collection by Venetian-born draftsman Giambattista Piranesi. I totally butchered that name, huh? Yeah? In Paris, the city's Pompidou Center was made its own Web3 debut in January with a year-long exhibition. Policies of the immaterial from certificate to blockchain. That's awesome. The show explores the relationship between blockchain and art and includes CryptoPunk number 110, which was gifted to the museum by CryptoPunk's parent, Yuga Labs. The exhibit also includes examples of crypto generative and pixel art. For its own part, the Sandbox announced the creation of an in-game museum dedicated to NFT profile picture projects World of Women last year. Just one element of the platform's 5-year, $25 million initiative to create a WOW foundation. And that is the end of that news article. What you think, Mike?
So I've never used Sandbox. Is that like kind of metaverse type thing?
Yeah. It's kind of like Decentraland.
Okay. Cool.
So it's how would you say? It's a digital world, right? And
Yeah.
it's easy for I guess institutions like a museum to understand what I guess the sandbox is doing for them, right? Having them pretty much clone their museum in the metaverse, which brings them more exposure to what the whole museum is. Like anybody around the world now can tap into, I guess, the sandbox. If they don't want to watch YouTube videos or just images online, they can actually experience it there. Put on some VR goggles, jump into the sandbox, and just see things with their own eyes.
Nice.
I think it's pretty cool. I mean, I don't have VR set, but hey, any viewers or listeners that would like to donate, please, I'll try it out. That would be great. As a matter of fact, I did try VR this week and tested out some. There was a game developer. Let's keep him anonymous for the time being. He was developing a game, and I tried it out, and I was like, "That's pretty cool, man. Pretty cool." All right. Anything else on this article?
Oof.
Perfect. Let's move on to the next news article, which is Star Atlas CEO after massive layoffs. Nothing about our vision has changed. That's what they all say, right, Mike? That's what they all say.
Yeah, no,
Yeah.
nothing's changed. We just had a reduction 73% of staff.
Like exactly. Like isn't that part of the vision? Like, hey, your vision was to have a team.
Forced reduction. Yeah. So the vision was to grow too fast, stretch yourself too thin, cut 73% of your everything, and refocus. Make money, profit.
Yeah, so now they're down to what, 45 members? And at their peak, they had 160, basically 100. Wait, hold on. They had a peak of 235 employees. That's wild. That is wild. 235 down to 45. Wow. Star Atlas, what is going on? Somebody's taking those jets and champagnes too seriously. News of the layoffs was first shared of the Star Atlas Discord server on Monday. A Wagner cited market conditions and the need to adjust spending to accommodate the long runway as development on the Solana NFT powered outer space game continues.
So wait, is Star Atlas live?
I don't think so because I haven't played it.
Wow.
I'm guessing it's still in development, which is even more interesting knowing that they're burning through so much money built in this game. But if it's a triple A game, I understand. There's a lot of man hours building triple A games right now for Web3. So hey, I feel like they're probably gonna have to be bought out by another company. Or like Ubisoft, for example. Ubisoft is probably gonna have to buy them out, which kind of sucks because you had this baby for years and at the end you're like, we can't stay afloat. We have to sell off to a big giant company like Tencent. A Tencent buyout. Wagner acknowledged that the downsizing could impact game development, particularly when it comes to building. Is it live? I'm kind of curious now. Okay, here's a little video demo. I don't know. Can I play it? Wait. Okay. Here's developing a ship as mighty as the mining vessel is no small feat. But to ensure that civilization builds above and beyond, we must have a ship that is built above and beyond.
It is worth noting that they lost $16 million from FTX collapsing, which is even crazy because, if you've got $16 million for game development and it is a crypto, why wouldn't you just put that like on a hard wallet inside a vault of your local bank and just have that? And then every time you need to make payments, have a C-level officer just come in with their laptop, access funds, distribute funds. Like, why would you take your company's money and essentially gamble it on an exchange? So that's the whole point of an exchange. FTX was not a bank. It was a place to gamble or to like collect yield.
But as you know, even banks collapsed.
But that's the thing, like, if a bank collapses and you got your cold storage, you can still walk in and get your the contents of your safety deposit box. It's not like, oh, the bank's insolvent, we're gonna go through everyone's boxes and liquefy all the assets they have in there. That doesn't happen.
Unless you have it on a ledger. Or that back door is built in. Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. And what's the alternative to a ledger? A Trezor?
One of them. I'm a fan of the QT wallets.
QT all day, yeah, but it's not as portable as a Trezor or a Ledger. What do you mean?
Mean, you put it in like a Raspberry Pi.
Yeah, but when you have a dozen, a dozen QTs, and then one of them being Bitcoin, it's like how much? I mean, how portable can you get if you're trying to make that comparison to a ledger?
I mean, all you need to do is swap out the C drive, whatever it happens to be.
I get it. I get it. And I guess the benefit of that is that you're actually hosting your own your own node in comparison to like
Right?
a
And like, that's difficult for you and me, and it takes time. But imagine you've got $16 million. Like, you couldn't take the time to protect the 16 million. You're just like, nah, we're gonna throw it in FTX. I mean, this is even the same, like, even like Coinbase. It's like, oh, we got $16 million, let's just throw it all on Coinbase. Nothing bad can happen.
No, yeah, you're right. It looks really bad, Looks really bad. We have been and continue to be extremely supportive of Solana and the innovation there, Wagner said. I genuinely believe that the work that we're doing building on-chain gaming logic is only possible on a network like Solana. And Dr. Disrespect's Dead Dropped, we talked about that last week, I think it was. Were we here last week, last Sunday, when we talked about Dead Drop?
Maybe.
Okay, so here's Dead Drop, a little snapshot. Make sure it's muted. Make that screen bigger. Looking at the one of the NPCs, I guess your main character here, and a little gameplay, which looks really good for a AAA game. I would consider this a Web3 AAA game. Way better. This is really, really good. I was playing another AAA game last week. I already forgot the name. Arsenal. Arsenal. Yeah, Arsenal. You earn tokens for playing the game. It's a first-person shooter, and the graphics on there. I mean. It wasn't all that, to be honest. Just straight up, it wasn't all that. But this Dead Drop is looking nice, real nice. Yep, cool. Let's move forward. So I can't wait till this game comes out. Dead Drop. Remember that name, Dead Drop. Dead drop, dead drop, dead drop. That's all free plug for dead drop. Okay, cool. All right, let's head on over to our last news article. Here we go to Ubisoft and Chronos teams up pushing blockchain gaming expansion. All right, so this came out on July 26th, which is a couple days ago, by this on esports.net. It's a news it's a new website that I've never checked this website out before, but yeah, esports. Yeah, it's a thing. And Web3 and esports is starting to become a thing, which is cool. Here we are again, another Web2 and Web3 gaming company joining forces to say, I told you so, to those who are holding back from making the market transitions to the blockchain. This time we see Ubisoft and Chronos team up to bring a new angle to blockchain gaming in an effort to onboard the masses of gamers around the world. By now, you will have heard of Ubisoft, the gaming powerhouse that has brought us Assassin's Creed, one of the most recent Web2 gaming series that has become infatuated with non-fungible tokens. Chronos, while a huge name in the Web3 spheres, may have slipped under your radar, Chronos is a blockchain that connects Cosmos and Ethereum. This is thanks to the clever interoperability model made available by Ethereum Network, which allows different blockchain systems to work harmoniously together. What's to come from Chronos and Ubisoft? This collaboration between Ubisoft and Chronos will see Ubisoft become an official validator for the Chronos blockchain. Ubisoft is set to join 27 other validators to bolster their performance and build more blocks on their network. Validators within crypto ensure that the transactions are verified correctly, allowing blocks to be added. This concept goes hand in hand with crypto staking, a convenient method used by blockchains to maintain their services and give back to the users that are actively contributing. Ubisoft has launched their new Strategic Innovation Lab, which is their roadmap for implementing their brand on the blockchain. At a time when brands like Ubisoft are dipping their toes into crypto and Web3, they hope to position themselves firmly for when the masses transition begin. Yes. There is a history between Chronos and Ubisoft already, which makes these new headlines almost inevitable. Previously, the pair had teamed up for the Chronos Accelerator program, which enters its second phase at the start of this year. Ubisoft seems to be ahead of the curve, as it is clear that the majority of leading game developers are showing their dismay for the blockchain. We have already mentioned the NFT collectible series in commemoration of Assassin's Creed, but Ubisoft's mission to conquer the blockchain does not stop there. Rayman Raving Rabbids was somewhat revived in the late 2000s and early 2010s to have its very own feature on the top blockchain gaming company Animoca Brands, the Sandbox Metaverse Experience. The Sandbox has teamed up with hundreds, yes, hundreds of brands to release exclusive NFT collectibles and in-game experiences. Rabbids also have their own crypto tokens, too. This was released in 2020 amid the crypto hype experience during lockdown. An unusual release that was in further conjunction with the UNICEF, the global charity. It doesn't stop there, as Ubisoft also plans for a Minecraft-esque blockchain game called Hashcraft, which could utilize NFT technology. Sadly, the game never came to fruition, and development was cut short. Is Ubisoft really one step ahead? That is the question. Ubisoft is seriously putting in work to overcome the competition. Gamers and developers are already making the shift to the blockchain, including esport players from League of Legends and Rocket Leagues. Ken Tencent, managing director of Chronos Labs, also sees the potential in Ubisoft when it comes to the crypto gaming. He had to say this, quote, I have crossed paths with Ubisoft many Ubisoft teams many times over the years in the blockchain ecosystem. They have unparalleled understanding of the potential and the limitations of blockchain technology when it comes to creating deeper engagement between games and creators and gamers. It seems that Chronos and Ubisoft have a strong partnership ahead of them, with their values aligning. Another quote here. Their involvement in the exploration of the technology is reflected in the decision to participate in the open source Kronos project as a validator. We look forward to leveraging their enthusiasm for blockchain technology and being challenged by their team as we progress on their technical and ecosystem roadmap of the Kronos chain. Be on the lookout for more crypto games on the Kronos blockchain. A total of 13 are set to be released. All right, cool. Your two satoshis on that, Mike?
Yeah. Exciting times.
Exciting times. What you think about the whole staking being a staking validator?
If the end goal is cross-game assets, I think Ubisoft is the one to really spearhead that because they can make sure that all our different games have that code.
True. But I'm trying to get, I know that you like POW. So this whole Kronos thing is more POS, right?
Yeah, I mean, I like, POW for some stuff because there's energy needed, but if it's people building video games, and they want to be able to make sure that, their assets can trade on their coworkers' video games or friends' video games that they make, that you're just going to want to keep track of all those transactions and stuff. And it doesn't necessarily have to be proof of work if the company is validating. If the games themselves are validators and are validating that the assets are real and how to transfer them, that's all that really matters at the end of the day, as far as gaming.
Interesting. Okay. You're going to pick up some of these NFTs that they're going to be releasing pretty soon. You got to keep an eye on them, man. Keep an eye on Ubisoft and Kronos.
I mean, that would be cool if there was like a Dr. Disrespect skin that transferred across all Ubisoft games, in some form or another.
No, that's what they're trying to do. That's what a lot of these platforms are trying to do is try to make them cross compatible. So as we continue on with this kind of stuff, you'll see that, yeah, that's one of the biggest things that companies are spearheading. There's a lot of centralized, not I want to say it's a decentralized centralized platform, if that makes sense. So they're using all these Web3 games and building a platform like who's going to be the next Steam, right? In Web3, Steam on Web3, who's going to be that, right? And
See, I don't
all
think
these.
that'll be a person. That'll just be a protocol. But there'll be, Steam content creators and Steam
Oh
content
yeah, that's a whole different
consumers.
layer, but it's just in regards to
Yeah.
being that Steam platform and utilizing multi chains across their protocol to exchange those assets from one chain to another. That's what a lot of companies are trying to do right now. So yes.
Yeah, but I feel like, it's just they're all writing in different languages. And one day down the line, there'll be a general consensus of like, this is the most popular chain, or these few are the most popular chains, and they all work well together. And we'll just start using those. And then bridges will be less irrelevant. Maybe not.
That's where you get atomic swaps built in, right? Built into the protocol.
Yeah.
Who needs an exchange when you can just do an atomic swap?
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and plug in the coin tree and let's get out of here, man. Thank you guys for listening. Coin tree, there it is. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Make sure to hit that subscribe button, that follow button, that like button, that all things button. Whatever button you have, click it. All right, CoinTree. C3 Media, the ultimate destination for everything crypto, is a platform that caters to all crypto enthusiasts. Whether you're interested in captivating interviews, informative news articles, or delving into the vast world of crypto projects, C3 Media is undoubtedly your number one choice for top-notch crypto content. All right, if you guys want to donate via crypto, here's a couple of links here. We appreciate all the donations you guys can provide. That's awesome. And let's see. If you guys want to follow us on Nostr, there it is. Bing, bang, boom. If you guys want to earn some Bitcoin for listening to our podcast on Fountain.fm, there is a link there. That'd be awesome. That's an awesome way to support the channel. You guys can buy me a coffee, check out the website, Spotify, and a bunch of other places where you guys can listen to virtually every podcast platform that's out there. You can pretty much listen to us on. We are on YouTube. So this will be this live stream that's on Twitch will be uploaded to YouTube and on Odyssey. So with that said, if you guys want to hang out with us, we are in Discord. So come say hello. So with that said, until next time, Stack Sats and Hoddle. Adios.